The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got a little bit of news coming out this morning from the general managers meetings. Welcome back. Ben and Woods, final hour here on a Wednesday. Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock. Still have those tickets to Tom Segura that we're going to give away later this hour. But according to reports from San Antonio, the Los Angeles Angels have agreed to a one-year contract with longtime Chicago Cubs pitcher Kyle Hendricks. John Heyman reports about $3 million. Last remaining player from the Cubs' 2016 World Series team. Did not have a good season last year.
No.
5-12, 5.92 ERA, negative 1.6 WAR. But before that, had been a very reliable, consistent innings eater type starter. He's going to be 35 next month.
So Scott Boras, speaking as we speak here, he's got a couple little quotes that have already come out. We'll play the audio for you tomorrow. I'm sure Annie and Elston will have it, but he's always always good for a quip. But he did say the Mets, Ben, as we just talked about, are trying to win the World Series. They have been very clear about pursuing it aggressively through the free agent market, which lets Brian Cashman and the Yankees know, get ready to start a bidding war for Juan Soto's services in the city of New York. He also says that Astros free agent third baseman Alex Bregman will infuse a championship. He provides an infusion of championship blood. He's AB positive.
Oh, God.
Alex Bregman, AB positive.
The puns have started.
Here we go. It's like, you know, most people, when they think about baseball season, they're like, oh, yeah, spring training's here. No, not for me. It's Scott Boras press conference talking about all of his goobery, stupid puns.
Usually that waits until the winter meetings. He's getting started early this year.
He's workshopping new material for the winter meetings. He's on a smaller tour.
We will definitely pull that audio for you probably tomorrow is my guess.
Yeah.
But we do have not really news at this point, but it's official from the San Diego Padres. Mike Schilt, 2-year contract extension.
Beautiful.
They have released the press release. No, we've been talking about it all morning. It's now official. Mike Schilt said, I'm honored to continue leading this team toward Peter Seidler's vision of bringing a World Series championship to San Diego. In collaboration with our players and coaching staff, we are committed to building on our success, serving our community in the city of San Diego, and delivering a winning team to our incredible and deserving fan base.
I would like to see it.
Do you think he actually said that, or someone wrote it and he just said, that looks good? I'm always curious when it comes to these statements.
Do you think AJ Preller actually said, as Mike demonstrated this year, he has an unwavering commitment to winning and a unique set of skills that got our group to perform at a high level. He possesses a true love for this team and the game of baseball, and I'm thrilled to continue to work together with Mike to bring a championship to the city of San Diego.
Makes him sound like Liam Neeson in Taken. He's got a unique set of skills.
Yeah. a unique set of skills.
Mike Schultz has a very particular set of skills.
That is so good. You're about to be taken. Kimmy, pay attention.
Again, did AJ actually say that, or was it just written down and he just gave it the old thumbs up?
You need a quote. And so you just text over a quote to PR, they write it up, and you're good to go.
But they never sound like the person actually sounds when they're talking.
It's true.
Because you write differently than you speak.
You should. A lot of people don't.
That's true.
You don't.
I'm always taught to write in a conversational manner, especially for television.
Sure.
Because it's eventually going to be spoken.
Right.
But when you're just writing for a press release, you don't necessarily do that.
Yeah. Well, all right. So it is officially official. Be anxiously awaiting the one for Ruben Niebla next. I'll give that a retweet.
Now, in the past, I will just warn you, I hope that this is not the case, but in the past, the Padres just wait on their coaching staff announcements until like the day before spring training.
That's true.
And let everybody know, oh, and here are our coaches for this season.
That's a good point.
I don't know that we're going to be satisfied with not knowing about Ruben Niebla's status for months. You might have to let us know before, you know, February 13th, that here's the coaching staff. You know, they release all the coaches and the minor league managers and everything, and it's one big release, and it usually is like the day before spring training.
Now, Paulie, I just saw 97.3 The Fan tweeted out. Did you make that graphic?
I haven't made any graphics.
Okay, that's an Adam graphic. It's very verbose in this graphic. This is breaking news. The Padres and manager Mike Schilt have agreed on a 2-year contract extension that will keep Schilt in brown and gold through the 2027 season. Schilt guided the Padres to 93 wins in his first season as manager, the second most in franchise history.
I'm almost sorry that Scott Boras isn't Mike Schilt's agent, so he could do all the Schilt.
Oh, God. Trying to think
it's
of
almost
a,
too easy.
Holy Schilt.
I'm trying to think of a really good one. The Schilt, well, we've done the Schilt Hits the Fan. I don't know, I'll mull it over. Paulie, take it away.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right, gentlemen, how are we doing?
Great.
Good. We will start off in college football. We did get the first college football playoff rankings that always happen towards the end of the season. You get the AP poll every week, and now every Tuesday night, ESPN, they'll have their big release show and give you the rankings, and it doesn't usually matter early on. It all matters how you finish in
disagree.
The rankings. But I was going to say, but it was a little bit different this year. We have expanded, obviously, to a 12-team college football playoff format. And I was looking at the rankings, and no real surprises there at the top. Oregon, number one, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami. Those are your top four. Four teams get byes, but it's not the top four teams. The top four conference champions are going to get byes. So the way it would work out, if the college football playoffs ended with this set of rankings today, Oregon would win the Big Ten. They would get a bye. Georgia won the SEC. They would get a bye, even though they're third. Miami, fourth. They won the ACC. They would get a bye. And then BYU, as the winner of the Big 12, even though they're ranked ninth in the rankings, they would get a first-round bye.
Interesting.
All right, no one's won anything yet, so that really
doesn't matter.
That's the part that doesn't matter. What does matter, though, is the first rankings do establish a pecking order.
Sure.
And while teams will enter and exit based on wins and losses, if, you know, Oregon's ahead of Georgia right now, if both teams keep winning, I would imagine Oregon will remain ahead of Georgia
How does Georgia jump them through?
How do you jump a team if they just keep on winning? So I do think these first set of rankings had some significance.
The first one usually does matter. Next week's, I don't know that it gets a huge mention unless there's a big shakeup.
To me, though, it's actually the bottom end of the rankings that are really important because, you know, only the top 12 teams get in.
Yep.
Technically, the top 11 plus the best non-Power 4 team. Now, in this case, Boise State is number 12. So they're saying that even if Boise State wasn't in the Power 4 or was in the Power 4, they'd still be in because they'd be at number 12 right now. They'd be the last team in. But I think it's the other bubble teams that are interesting. Notre Dame and Alabama are both on the right side of the bubble at 10 and 11. SMU and Texas A&M are the teams just on the wrong side of the bubble at 13 and 14. And those are where the real mad scramble is going to be at the end of the season, where if there's controversy, it'll be in the final couple of teams that do get in and don't get in.
Yeah, there's look, you look at this right now, and they're still, like, Indiana, such an interesting story this year. They're sitting at number 8, but they have the 133rd strength of schedule right now. Now, what they're doing, you can only play the teams on your schedule. They're beating their opponents by an average of like 33 points a game.
Yeah.
But they still get Ohio State, and they still get...
So if they lose to Ohio State,
they
won't even get to the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
It would then be like Ohio State against Oregon again in a rematch for the Big Ten championship. And Indiana is going to be a very interesting case. They can be a one-loss team, but the only time they ever played anybody, and everyone's going to go, well, how good are they? We have no idea. They didn't even get a chance to play for the Big Ten championship. They didn't win their conference. They didn't get to their conference title game, but they won all the rest of their games convincingly until they ran into Ohio State.
And they got Michigan this weekend, and then November 23rd at Ohio State, which is...
But Michigan's not that good.
Nope, they're not.
Yeah, Indiana's a weird...
It's a weird scene. Case.
Obviously, a lot's going to change between now and then.
They are bodying
teams. We're just going off of if the season ended today or whatever. I think it's crazy how Boise State, who just gets in at number 12, their first game would be against the number 2-seeded Ohio State because Ohio State doesn't get the bye. Oregon gets the bye in the Big Ten. It's kind of weird how it worked out.
But at least that'll be decided on the field.
Sure.
You know, Oregon and Ohio State may play again, and the winner will get the bye. The loser doesn't. You know, no one's going to complain about that.
Well, we all wanted expansion, and we're looking at a lot of chaos here over the next few weeks.
Going back to the Scott Boras puns, I think Zach in the chat has nailed it. Scott Boras takes the microphone and says, some very special shilt will be happening in San Diego. The Padres have extended the skipper for another 3 years.
It's a good shilt going on in San Diego.
It's a good shilt.
That's some good shilt.
All right. Look, relatively slow sports day yesterday. A lot happening elsewhere around the world.
I need those NHL scores, Paul. ASAP.
No NBA games. Pretty slow NFL day.
I saw some Ball State football was on last night.
in baseball, though, just a very minor note, but we haven't talked about it yet. The A's are obviously going to be in Sacramento for the next 3 years.
Yep.
But they have said that they would like to only be known as the Athletics. They will not be called the Sacramento Athletics. You remember when the schedule...
A's, they only want to be known as the Athletics.
Or the A's. But not the Sacramento A's.
Sacramento Athletics. The score bug when you play the A's will just say A-T-H.
Af.
It won't say S-A-C.
Get off your af. Let's do some math.
And I remember in August, or maybe even July, whenever the schedule for next year came out, I'm looking at, I think it was like April or something, I'm like, A-T-H? I'm like... Who the hell's that?
Athletic team. Just an athletic team.
Like, we just played in Seoul. Are they sending us to Athens?
Athens,
something?
Greece. Yeah.
For a 3-game season.
Yeah.
Who are we playing?
They're just going to be Ath.
No. So, you know, they sent out a list of, what was it called? Brand transition guidelines that the club sent out. And one of them was, hey, we prefer to be called the Athletics. Or the A's.
So they don't want SAC in there.
Correct.
They just because they don't want to be there.
So their choices were either SAC.
Yeah,
or SAF.
Or AF. It's incredible.
They went with AF.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid SAC, too.
I would have chose AF.
So as our guest last week, Craig Calcaterra, pointed out, You're under no obligation to do what the A's request. You want to call them Sacramento? There's no like law that prevents you from doing so.
The team formerly known as the Oakland A's.
If you're a writer and you're writing a story, you can call them the Sacramento Athletics or the Sacramento A's all you want. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Just their personal preference.
I'm always torn. Like, you know, I could have continued to call Qualcomm Stadium Jack Murphy Stadium. I don't have to go by what the sponsor is. I can do what I want. There's no law preventing me from doing it. But I generally do play ball because, you know, the way sports works is they sell sponsorships and that's how kind of you fund teams. And so when I write down, like, where's the game being played? Oh, it's at Qualcomm Stadium. Fine. You've got me there. It's at Petco Park. We don't have to say Petco Park. We just say, hey, it's the downtown ballpark in San Diego where the Padres play. We don't have to say
Call it Ben Woods Ballpark if you want.
Petco Park.
It'd be weird if you called Snapdragon the Q or Qualcomm.
Yeah.
But, that would be weird.
But you ran into people all the time. You either call it the Q or Jack Murphy Stadium. You knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, Adam says they can't control who comes to the games media-wise. Yeah, but I mean, for guys like Craig Calcaterra who writes a newsletter, he's not going to care at all. I this is a good point. Zach says, true. Why do I hate when people say Padres Stadium? I do as well. I can't stand that. Going to go down to Padres Stadium. No.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say that.
I hear people say it all the time.
I've heard it too.
I've seen it tweeted. I'm like, what? Padres Stadium is blah, blah, blah.
I don't really like when any baseball facilities or stadiums, I mean, there's Dodger Stadium and Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that baseball should be played in a ballpark.
Ooh, yeah.
Or at a field.
Yeah.
Not in a stadium.
I like the name Ford Field. Always like that. Ford Field.
Playing
at Ford Field. It's dope.
All right. And then finally.
That's both a sponsor and kind of a logical team one.
Of course.
Had some news in, I guess, sports media landscape yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're doing this one.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
It's true.
Everybody, we talk about Skip Bayless all the time, and probably, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, our old pal Woods texted Ben and I.
I thought we were just going to keep that in the group chat.
Nah. Nobody's listening. Don't worry. We'll just talk about it. It's just three of us.
It's just the three of us here. Just shooting the breeze.
He told us, Skip Bayless's X account has been hacked.
Not hacked by a crypto.
Yeah, it was weird because I went back a couple of times and the tweets had changed. I don't know how you do that. Like it said, like tweets that I originally saw that were posted by the hacker were then removed and replaced with other like crypto. You've seen this happen before. High profile account gets hacked. And it's like, hey, go to my buy my crypto or whatever. But that it wasn't just about crypto that at real Skip Bayless, the hacker, was tweeting. Or posting, but I thought
nightmare.
I would enlist the help of Ben Higgins to maybe read through a few of them.
You have the most discretion on this show.
But by the way, I just went and looked a few minutes ago. It still has not been solved.
It's still
all the tweets the hacker put out there are still up on real Skip Bayless and his 3+ million followers.
3. Do I have a choice here?
Nope.
Because there's a number of. I've got a couple of issues here. First of all, don't really want to reward the hacker for bad behavior.
He's not listening right now.
You're just delivering the news.
And also, this is really gnarly. I mean, this is worse than any Ben Reed's raps.
You're just delivering the
lyrics.
News. You're a journalist.
And got no Twitter staff to help him. This is crazy. Nobody gives a F about Skip. C word that rhymes with the F word, Bayless. L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O-L-O.
C word
that rhymes with the F word.
I think you can cuck? Say that.
You can say cuck.
I don't want to.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
Come on.
Cuke. Like cucumber?
It's not how it's pronounced.
Say cuck.
Skip.
Say it.
Skip is cheating on his wife, and he likes being downgraded. He knows
God.
I'm telling the truth.
Oh, my God.
Tell me, Skip, is it funny now that you're the one getting laughed at?
Oh. And this guy had he was like a big LeBron.
And we don't know any of this is true.
He was like ending a lot of posts with hashtag LeBron James.
He's a big LeBron guy.
Skip,
LeBron and Skip
have, right. Hater.
He's a hater of LeBron James.
Are we done?
Or
did he really say an S word that rhymes with the F word?
No, C word.
C-word.
Sorry.
Well, there's another C word that doesn't rhyme with the F word.
Correct.
So I was trying to delineate between the
cuck
two.
Cuck is not a bad word.
Eh. I don't like it, though.
Don't you?
You want me to read the last one, too?
Sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've gone this
Skip,
far.
Get the Twitter back. I'm bored already. You got minutes to take it back, or I'm leaking your chastity cage fetish DMs.
Oh, my God. God. Dang, dude. All right. This guy was, like, posting screenshots of Skip's alleged bookmarks. You know,
I have a question. Why bookmark something on Twitter when there are, I don't know, 75,000 other sites to go? Like, why would you get
that kind of
why would you get that content from there? It's like when somebody says,
well, like somebody says, hey, mark my words, you know, the Royals are going to win the World Series this year. You can bookmark those.
I've got a billion bookmarks.
Because you come back for the receipts, but
they're all Dodger, but like, it's not. I don't go back for that.
Like, bookmarking, like, boobies or something.
I've accidentally bookmarked lots of tweets.
The old accidental bookmark. Mm. Let me see your bookmarks right now.
I have
Give
no
me
idea.
Your phone.
I really don't bookmark anything, well, so let me see.
Let's see.
Bookmarks. All right, let's read my bookmarks.
Here we go. This is the content.
There's
I
one from
I
Ryan Cohen.
Pause. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and look at your bookmarks. We're going to do it in deep dive on it. Don't say anything else. We'll be right back.
It's not much, there's not much there.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Little programming update with the news from the Padres that Mike Schilt has officially agreed to a 2-year contract extension. The team is holding a Zoom news conference with AJ Preller and Mike Schilt at noon today, and you will be able to hear that live here on 97.3 The Fan during the Annie and Elston program. So make lunch plans to join Mike Schilt and AJ Preller for their news conference. And then tomorrow, Mike Schilt will join us at 9 a.m. to discuss his new contract extension and his future with the San Diego Padres.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Wrap up the season. We haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
Good morning.
So we'll get a chance to recap everything with Mike Schilt tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and congratulate him on his new deal.
Yep. I haven't talked to him in forever. Talked to him about the playoffs, all that. Texted with him a little bit.
Saw him in L.A. at the Padres-Dodgers series.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while, so get a chance to catch up.
Tomorrow at what time?
9 a.m.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so you were asking me about
I want to see your creepy bookmarks.
And I don't really use the bookmark function on Twitter, but I do, I guess like anybody, accidentally bookmark things. I think I actually did this one on purpose. This was from August 1st.
Let's see how creepy Ben
Tier 1 Ryan Cohen.
Oh,
had a
probably not that creepy, apparently.
A list of top 20 Padres game of the year rankings, and I thought, oh, that's cool. Like the best comebacks, like number one comeback against the Cubs when they were down 8-0.
Yep, remember that one well.
Number two, the Cease no hitter.
Yeah.
Number three, Jurickson Profar's walk off versus the Nats. This was August, so there were obviously more games after that. Although I think most of the like really dramatic games happened in the earlier part of the season for the Padres this last year.
Yeah, big time. Would have liked another dramatic game in the last one.
Yeah. The second one, this is weird. I don't even know who this is. Someone named Michael Harris, Coach M. Harris 79, and it's a meme of Thanos from the Avengers saying, annual reminder that Thanos with human skin just looks like your offensive line coach. Don't remember seeing
and
that?
You saw that.
Bookmarking it or
Boy,
any reason.
He's so. Like, I gotta bring it.
So I'm just unbookmarking that one right now. My last one was bookmarked just a few minutes ago. This is from Shayna Rubin. Scott Boras on if he anticipates Blake Snell will have a different free agency experience this year. Quote, there's no doubt the Snelling salts created a lot of whiffs, and the market has definitely awakened.
You made that up.
I didn't. Oh, a lot of whiffs from the Snelling salts.
There we go.
The market has awakened.
The first one that got him was the Blake Snell.
Oh, Scott Boras, you are too much for me. I'm not unbookmarked that one right
I'm,
now.
I'm unbookmarked.
I'm keeping that one from Ryan Cohen, though.
I'm unbookmarked. Why?
Well, I just want to relive. Sometimes I want to go back and relive the great wins.
So you're
going to
have
Padres.
One bookmark.
Yeah, that May one. Win against the Cubs was badass from last year.
Fine, we probably aren't going to go. No, I'm going to keep that one, just in case.
Still, you're still going to keep it.
Yeah, we might need to refer back. Honestly, I mean, do you remember like the 20 best wins? Like I was
no, is, I can't remember. This. I can't remember yesterday. You know that.
Padres erase 5-run deficit in Atlanta and beat the Braves 6-5. Totally have forgotten about that game.
I'm deleting bookmarks like crazy.
I'm looking through.
I have thousands.
I don't really use my X account anymore. I'm logged into Ben and Woods right now, and I'm looking at the Ben and Woods bookmarks. Well, they're either one of you, and I'm guessing it was Woods, but we do have this one bookmarked from October 15th, 2022.
Is it extra sweet because it was against the Dodgers?
What?
What?
Is it extra sweet because it was against the Dodgers?
I don't think I'd ever really noticed his voice cracking on the first question.
Let's hear it
question.
Again. It's a good one.
Is it extra sweet because it was against the Dodgers?
We don't play the first. That's there's two.
There's
yeah,
two.
That's we the, usually that's play the second
because
one.
Peter then said,
"He like
what?
In.
What are you saying?
I can't hear you.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
I mean, what? What's a better moment than that for us?
It's as good as it gets.
It's as good. That's as good as audio that you will ever find.
Number one.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Number two.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Is there a way to get that tattooed on my body? To where, like, you could come up and scan it and it would play the audio. Like, I get the barcode and then you scan it with your, you know, QR code and then it plays from my arm. That's what I want.
I played number one. I played number two.
Put it on my urn when I die.
How about both of them together?
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
I've never done that before. Do it again.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
It's like two twins. It's like a set of twins.
It's like two little robots asking the same question.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Like the Shining twins.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Holy crap. Why did we ever think of that before? That's absolutely incredible. One more time.
Extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers.
Oh, God. Hang on. Here's
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers? Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers? Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Adam's like, that was 2 years ago.
And yes.
We're never gonna let...
Yes, it
I'm
was.
Glad, I'm glad one of us bookmarked that. I wouldn't have. We probably wouldn't have found that today.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
Oh, man.
All right. It'll be extra sweet for you if you win a pair of tickets to see comedian Tom Segura live at Pechanga Arena this Friday night. This is your chance to win. Call in now. Fourth caller at 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973 is going to win the pair of tickets. Call in right now, and we'll come back. Final segment of Ben and Woods on the way.
I don't know why it's so funny.
It's so good, dude.
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Got one more Scott Boras pun for you.
Okay.
Just in. Boras asked about Pete Alonso. Quote, "There's been a lot of talk about this being a bear market for first basemen, but for Pete's sake, it's the polar opposite."
For Pete's sake.
Pete's sake.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, everyone.
The polar bear.
Smack my microphone. Occupational hazard. Yeah, you'd think after the just atrocious offseason he had last year, I probably would have gone. I would have just said, "Hey, I'm not doing any bits this year.
It's all business.
I'm all business." he does his own.
Make
he does
a client
his own
happy, and then come back with your puns.
How about that? Let me get these guys signed, and then I'll have a plethora of funny jokes and bits to do for you after I get them the deals that they so deserve.
I mean, we've said it before. Scott Boras may, at least at one point, might have been the best in the world better than the best
soccer player, dentist,
or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he was the absolute best.
One of one.
And he took some rare L's. And not just one. He took multiple L's. Guys leaving his agency. He had a rough 2023 and 24.
Oh, yeah.
The chat is talking about how we are very lucky to have a boss like Adam.
He loves it.
Who lets us make fun of him.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
He loves it, though.
He is a good sport. Yeah. About it, which is appreciated.
I'd say we're all pretty good sports.
I think that is true.
Yeah. I mean, I did a show in a diaper, so I don't want to hear it.
There is, and we all know.
A lot more difficult.
We all know
it's
that
not
I,
as fun if you're not. Yeah, if you can't just have fun
if you
with
can't
it.
Have fun with it. It's not
I'm
fun
a pretty
at
good
all.
Sport. We
you're
all know.
You're a great sport.
You're maybe the best sport.
Yeah, potentially.
And I do think that that is very key, especially in this line of work. I've met and worked with other radio hosts who are not good sports.
You can't take yourself too seriously.
And it's tough. It can be tough. If you know someone else is going to be very sensitive about a comment, and you're always having to be careful. But Adam doesn't treat us that way.
Mm-mm.
He gives us the freedom to be us and have fun and hopefully take the tier ones along for the ride. And if sometimes he feels a little uncomfortable or embarrassed about it, then so be it. And we do appreciate that from Adam.
No question.
Not, I know not all bosses are like that.
No.
In radio or otherwise.
No.
But I would say the good ones mostly are.
Yeah. So. It's like I let my kids bust my balls all the time. All the time.
Not all parents would.
No. Because you can cross the lines. You know, if they tell you to shut up or something, you get to shut up. You're like, hey, I'm not that I won't abide, but you can bust my balls. I don't mind. But Adam, I'm a ball buster. That's what I do. And Adam gets it. Now, and he gets sometimes where he's like, hey, if you want to break my balls, listen to what I did today. And it tells me a story about him in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, I didn't see it, so it's going to be hard for me to do it. I will bust your balls about you wanting me to bust your balls, though. That I will do. No, he's great. Yeah, people like the Adam content, certainly.
Do we have a winner for the Tom Segura tickets, Paulie?
We do, Derek.
Derek, congratulations. Enjoy that show on Friday night. We'll have some real or fake tomorrow. Another chance to win tickets tomorrow morning at 7:10.
Tomorrow's our last chance.
All right, last chance. So
shows
either
on Friday night.
Real or fake winner, or we'll give them out to one more set of tier ones on Thursday so you can get to the show on Friday. All right, final check of traffic, and then wrapping things up with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. And again, programming note, A.J. Preller and Mike Schilt will speak to the media at noon today on Mike Schilt's two-year contract extension, and we will carry that live during the Annie and Elston program coming up. I don't know. What would you ask? I mean, we're going to have Mike Schilt on tomorrow. Obviously, you know, we'll recap the season and get his kind of thoughts on where the Padres stand looking ahead now that he's got some security and stability going forward. I'm just curious, like, are there any changes he'd like to make?
Sure.
you know, from his first season to his second season now that he's had a, I mean, I would think after having a year another year in the organization and the first as manager, you'll learn some things along the way and, you know, develop at least some alterations to what your plan was going forward.
Yeah, and I, you know, look, I don't know how much you can actually plan right now till you know what your team looks like, but I think your overall philosophy stays the same. Keep the room healthy and good. And, I want to ask him about, because I waited about a week to text him after the Dodgers game and, just to give it a little bit of air. Nobody wants to walk out of a game like that. Yu Darvish surrenders two solo shots and you lose 2-0 and you get two hits. Nobody wants to walk in the locker room and have some media hack. Like, hey, sorry, man. Thanks for a great year. So I waited about a week and I said, hey, just wanted to give it a little air. And, thanks for a great season. Looking forward to the next one. He was really nice and kind back. And I do think it would be interesting to just ask him where his head has been, you know, since that happened. I mean, we'll never know. We will never know what that's like to go back to your office after a game like that and then say goodbye to the players, whatever. I guess that night you get on a bus, you come back to San Diego. What's that walk from the bus to your room like? You know, what's that like laying in bed that night going, oh my God, we got two hits tonight. You know, like,
I don't think there's a lot of regrets, though.
No,
it's not like he had a bunch of other players he should have been playing instead of the ones that he put in there. Oh, right. if I had only started Tyler Wade and instead we had put Bryce Johnson on the playoff roster.
It's not like he managed a bad game.
No.
You know, it's not like he left Darvish in too long and he gave up a huge home run. Like,
no. Two solo shots, man.
There's nothing to think back about and be like, man, I should have done that.
You know, I said this earlier in the week or last week, and you know, nobody likes hearing it, but it's so not a throwaway excuse for me when you say to your kids, if you're coaching, to your grown-ups, if you're coaching them, that's baseball. But I don't know if Buddy Black made it famous, but it just is the way that this game goes. It's just baseball sometimes. Sometimes baseball happens, and sometimes your team doesn't hit when they're supposed to hit. You know, sometimes
is a fine line, though, because
you can't say it about everything.
You have to control the controllables, to borrow a Sean Lewis expression. You have to put yourself in position to win.
Correct.
But you also have to accept the fact that you can't win them all, and there are some things that will kind of be out of your control that you couldn't do anything about.
And I'll tell you, it's probably the hardest part of coaching kids is that. My son is no exception. When he hits a ball as hard as he can hit it at 6 years old, his little skinny arms, and he barrels one, and the second baseman sticks his glove out, picks it up, and throws him out at first, and then he's doing the full-on shoulder slumped tears, telling him, dude, they have players too. They're going to make plays. Like, you did your job. What's your job? Hit it hard. Did you hit it hard? Yes, but I didn't get a hit. And I'm like, you're in the wrong game then. I don't know. I want to tell him now, if this is how it's going to be, it's not going to be the game for you.
There's
no sport for you.
That's why you always hear the professionals talk about process over results.
Always.
You know, and even they struggle sometimes when they're in a slump. Yet you feel like you've been doing everything right.
Yeah.
The instinct is always, I better change something. I haven't been getting any hits. What can I do differently? And sometimes the answer is nothing. Don't change. Just wait for the luck to start falling your way again.
It's just the stupidest thing. Like, Mookie Betts is scuffling. He's struggling. What does he do? Yeah, I went and hit 400 balls, you know, off the tee and in batting practice. It was a simple throwaway comment from David Ortiz. Grabbed him, former teammates, and said, hey, what are you doing? You don't need to hit 400 balls. You're Mookie Betts. You make $350 million. Go see the ball, hit the ball, play baseball. And he's like, all right. And he did. And next thing you know, he's off. He didn't have to hit 400 balls anymore after that. It's just one of those things, man. Like, I don't want him to ever not be emotional. I want him to be mad when he doesn't get a hit. You know, I do. I want him to be mad. I mean, had you hit that ball up the middle, you're on, right? But you can't get upset if a guy makes a play on you and you do your job and you hit the ball hard, you know? And so saying that that's baseball doesn't cover everything, but it truly is. Sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And it's hard for fans. It's hard for fans, me being one of them, to accept that sometimes. It just is. It's hard to say, oh, dude, baseball happened. You know, that's just what happened.
Here's a Mike Shildt question for you. I don't think I'll ask Mike this one, but I will ask you and Paulie. We saw Jace Tingler, talked about it earlier, did well his first short season 2020. When things started going badly, though, in 2021, they went bad fast.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, we saw Bob Melvin do well first season. When things started going badly in 2023, could never turn it around. All right, Mike Schilt has had his good season. Have we seen him handle when things go badly? Did the first half of this last season count as adversity? Has Mike Schilt guided this team through any adversity yet? Or is that something that is potentially still to come for the San Diego Padres at some point during Mike Schilt's tenure? I'm not 100% sure. I think you can make the argument.
Oh, you absolutely can make.
There was adversity.
Yes.
You know, all the 5-game losing streaks and, you know, not being able to get above 500 by more than a game or two in the first half of the season.
Like, Manny wants to play. You want to play him, but he's not performing. You know, you have to DH him. He's injured. Fernando gets in. I'd say there was as much adversity.
But they were never dead and buried like the Mets.
No.
And had to really fight their way out of a bad situation at all.
I think that's a credit to him. Now, look, one thing you can be sure of in a baseball season, there will be adversity. Guys will go down. Guys will have to play out of position. Guys will have to go an extra inning or two. You'll make a bad.
And we saw a lot of stars going down this season, yep. And Mike Schilt handling that when Tatis was out, when Bogaerts was out, when Darvish and Musgrove were out.
Is your question, it's happened to every other manager in the last few years, expect a downslide?
No, it's not. It's not. My question is, when the inevitable rough month comes up, like really rough month, is Mike Schilt the right guy? Is he equipped to handle that for the San Diego Padres?
And I think, you know, it's because you put in all that brick by brick, like Coach Fisher talked about. The culture is good. The culture needs to stay good. And if the culture gets sour, that's when you have to go in and fix it. But, you know, if they can just build off what they had last year. Now, you know, that obviously doesn't happen all the time either, where, hey, well, let's just pick right up where we left off, you know. But, there will be adversity. And I think he is the right guy because at the end of the day, the players think he's the right guy.
Yeah, and I know that being a baseball manager is actually a pretty tough job.
Yeah.
But when your team is playing well, it can be kind of easy.
Yeah, you look like a genius.
Sort of can be a job anyone can do.
Well, look,
if everybody's hitting and your pitchers are locked in, you don't have to do much to be successful as a manager. I think you really make your money when things are going badly and you're either minimizing that or having to turn something around or make a tough call. And we saw some of that from Mike Schilt. I just don't know how much he was pressed on that last season.
Well, I mean, he will be. You know, he will be. It's inevitable in a baseball season. And how he handles it, I think he'll be fine.
He seems
honestly
equipped for
he
it.
Does.
But I thought Bob Melvin was extremely well equipped.
So did I.
For handling the down moments. Steady Eddie, you know, not going to get overly emotional. And he at least with the Padres team, he did not seem equipped for it at all.
He didn't seem equipped for it with the Giants either. I mean, I saw that press conference. I saw that post-game scrum from Bob. It gave me like PTSD when I'd see him in his office and he'd do the lean back and the lick his lips and, you know, and just flustered and exasperated, you know. So one thing Schilt does, and I think it drives us nuts sometimes, but he will highlight and accentuate the positives. You know, it's like, hey, you just lost 8-1. He's like, yeah, did you see that slider though? Right? And there's a reason that he does it. I don't necessarily get it. You don't necessarily get it. But I bet his players get it. You know, that's all I care about. I don't care if he's nice to me, if he's nice to anybody. I just want to win ball games. I want to win a World Series. And he got close, so I would like him to take the next step.
We will be joined by Mike Schilt tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Please don't ask him that question.
No, I'm not. That's a you question, not
don't make
a Mike
me ask
Schilt
it either.
Question. I don't think he really is equipped to answer that question.
I know.
You can't be the person to answer that question.
Yeah.
We'll also be watching the Aztecs game tonight, or at least Woods will be watching until he falls asleep.
Yeah.
And talk about a little San Diego State UCSD basketball tomorrow morning. Looking forward to the start of college hoop season here in San Diego. Our thanks again to Coach Steve Fisher, who joined us this morning. If you missed it, I do highly encourage you to go back on the Odyssey app or you know, any other way you stream the show on our YouTube stream, and check out our interview with Coach Fisher from our 7:30 segment this morning, because he was fantastic.
Always
like he always is. All right, you guys are already off the stream. Yep. I guess it is up to me to wrap up the show.
Yes, sir.
Annie and Elston are coming up next, and we will rejoin you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Executive Producer and Imaging Director Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.